I love our team. We've really spent a lot of time getting to know each other, but also a lot of time figuring out who can do what. Every head coach will tell you, first game, now let's go see what we got, and I'm excited to see what we got.
One of the challenges of playing a season opener is that there's no recent video of your opponent. To a certain extent, you fly by the seat of your pants. But Shinnick says in this case, it's not that big of a deal.
For Carson Newman, they've been running the same offense for a while, had similar staff. They'll always do something new. They did something new against us last year. So you always got to prepare for the unexpected, but you pretty much prepare for what you know, and then you adjust as you go along.
One of the main issues for UWF, both in spring ball and fall camp, was finding a starting quarterback. On opening night 2019, that battle continues between graduate senior Sam Vaughn and J.C. Robles, a transfer from Colorado State.
We'll make a decision pregame before we take the field. We got to send one of them out there. The biggest concern is now going out and playing live. We've had two live scrimmages, so now it's how are guys going to handle more plays live, tight situations, those type of things. But I think we've seen a lot, and we like what we've seen.
Another goal in preseason was to add to the 40 minutes in which the Argos were tied or trailed by only a touchdown in those final five games of 2018.
I don't know if we found them all, and I don't know that we were trying to get all of them in fall camp, but we found a lot of them just based off the competition, going against each other, and the tight battles that we've had, and the back and forths between offense and defense. So we feel like we've gotten the beginning of that.
The 2019 season also signals the final go-round for most of Shinnick's inaugural season roster from 2016.
I mean, those are the guys that you just sit here and go, okay, they're going to leave a great legacy as to, you know, what we're trying to accomplish and what it looks like. We want to send them out with their best season ever. So we're doing everything we can to just put ourselves in a situation where we're getting it done and making it work.
The preseason all-conference, we're ranked third in that. Well, that's where we finished. That's fair. I think it's motivation for our kids. Absolutely. It's motivation for me as a coach.
Carson Newman head coach Mike Turner. The Eagles lost 19-9 to UWF in last year's season opener at Bayfront Stadium. But this year, Turner says his team is more mature.
We've played 2 years with freshmen and sophomores and sophomore and freshmen, and now we've got some guys that are juniors and some guys that are seniors, and that's a great luxury to have on a football team. And I think they've got great expectations. I think they look at this is not fantasy football, this is real world football.
Starting with West Florida, Carson Newman will play four of their first five games at Burke Tarr Stadium, a.k.a. Mossy Creek.
I just wish we had five out of the first five at home. I think playing here at Mossy Creek is a great advantage to us. It allows our kids to be in their normal routine, that type of thing, meetings in the same time at the same places. I think psychologically, that's very, very strong to you.
The Argos will dress 66 players for tonight's game out of its more than 100-man roster, a far cry from 2014, when Coach Pete Shinnick was hired and nine players made up the spring practice roster the following year.
Tremendously far cry. Yeah, we've come a long way, and, you know, we're standing on Penn Air Field right now looking at the Darrell Gooden Center, things that we didn't have, and we're blessed to have them. We're excited to play and look forward to going up there and playing our best.
Kickoff is set for 6 o'clock Central Time, and you might consider the game as a case of the old-timers versus the young whippersnappers. Carson Newman begins its 150th season of college football by taking on the 4-year-old program from Pensacola. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.